There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor, with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Episode 1282 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Episode 1282. And I'm out today on a walk for world peace. This is Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 1282 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. And that introduction was a little bit different than the one I normally do. I'm out for a walk today for world peace. In my town, I'm raising some money for a meditation center my wife and I are involved with, and I'm doing a quick show today. So hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And with that, let's get going. The question for today is, how can I get a job from LinkedIn? Now, I want to start by saying there are almost as many ways to find a job on LinkedIn as you could possibly imagine. I can't cover every possibility, but I want to set a framework for you. My friend Perry Newman once said on Job Search Radio that resumes are for when you want to be the hunter. LinkedIn is for where you want to be hunted. I want you to hear that. Resumes are for where you for when you want to be the hunter. LinkedIn is for where is the place where you want to be hunted. Got it? So resumes are for where you're in the proactive mode. LinkedIn is for inviting people to contact you. And you have to think from that mindset. So here's a couple of ways to do it. Number one, your profile has to be SEO optimized. What do I mean by that? It's not like I'm going to have header tags on my WordPress site, right? No, of course not. But what it does mean is you have to create a site that's keyword rich for the function that you perform and the skills that you use in order to perform your job. What do I mean? I'll use technology as an example. If you are a Java developer, just to pick a simple function here, you want your resume to be keyword rich with anything related to Java. You want it to be repeated multiple times in each function. You want to talk about money you helped your organization make or save doing what you did. You know, the impact of what you did. And, you know, if you're not quite sure how to execute this, go to Indeed, search for a job that you'd be interested in. Look for the keywords there and how it's language there, because recruiters, both corporate and third party, are using long tail keyword searches in order to narrow the scope. Because as I do this video, there are 400 million people on LinkedIn. So yes, you narrow it by geography. I don't know, Miami, Florida. And you have it narrowed down to 450,000 people with a particular skill set. Java. So start thinking longer than that. Think in terms of the applications you worked on, the frameworks that you were involved with, on and on and on, and repeat them throughout the profile. What this does is when someone's using LinkedIn Recruiter or their free LinkedIn profile to search for talent, they're more likely to find you within that geographic area if you've long-tailed keyworded your profile. Also, you know, I have to say that many of you make it a lot harder for people to reach out to you than you really need to. In the summary area of your profile, make sure you have your email address and phone number there. Why do you have to make people go the hard way to get a hold of you? If you're looking for a job and you're trying to make LinkedIn enticing to people to reach out to you, the most enticing way is by giving them a way to reach you once they find you, right? Or they might interrupt me. Well, and just simply say, hey, you caught me at a bad time. Can I give you a call back at? You need to give them a time where you can call them back. It's not hard, but make it easy for people to reach you. LinkedIn is a place where you could also present yourself as an expert in what you do. There are many ways to do it. The two obvious ways are in groups that relate to your area of expertise and on the blogging platform where you can write articles that relate to your area of expertise and your ideas and opinions. Don't just become a member of a group. Participate. Put ideas into the mix. People will notice you. And lo and behold, eventually people will find you. Years ago, a friend of mine who was at a bank at an AVP level asked me for advice on how to construct a campaign for himself where he wasn't going to be out looking for a job, but he wanted jobs to come to him. And what we came up with was going out and doing public speaking. Speaking at conferences, speaking at forums, and he started locally and built his way up. And the result wound up being offers from other banks, eventually a partnership in an accounting firm, all because he became a celebrity in his area of specialty. You have that potential in your area of specialty. But I'm an accountant. You know, how am I going to be? Well, there are lots of ways you can do that. I've just outlined a few ways that you can make yourself attractive using your profile, joining groups, and blogging on the platform. Share those items that you write. Share interesting ideas. Talk to people. Connect with them. Create informational interviews from some of the relationships you build on LinkedIn where you're asking for advice about how you can get to where you want to get to. Remember, you want to be hunted on LinkedIn. Yes, they advertise jobs in groups and on the platform itself, but you don't have to start applying. Most of the success people get with LinkedIn is because people have reached out to them. Because even when you find that next job, I want you to hear this carefully. The person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest. They don't always work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunities. Sometimes those are internal to their organization. More often than not, they're external. Be receptive to contacts from recruiters. Don't just simply roll your eyes up into your head and go, "Oh, another one contacting me." I don't care if it's a corporate or a third-party recruiter. They have an opportunity they're running by you. If you're not interested, just politely say, "No, this isn't for me. I'm happy where I am, now. This doesn't seem like it's anything different than what I'm doing." Keep it simple. Make yourself someone that they want to reach out to. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or prestoexperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Did you know you could shop around for prescription prices? With GoodRx, you can find free coupons at over 70,000 pharmacies and save up to 80%. It's that easy. But don't just take my word for it. Dr. Adam says, I've been telling all my patients about GoodRx. Jacqueline says, my medication was $65 without insurance, but I paid $25. Aubriana says, you don't have to pay full price to live your best life. Couldn't have said it better myself. GoodRx is 100% free. Download the GoodRx app today and start saving. GoodRx is not insurance.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.